This is Akashvani.
The news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave the Pushp Mantra for making India a developed nation. Addressing the Indian diaspora at NASA Coliseum in New York, the Prime Minister said, "These five pillars together will build a Viksit Bharat." Mr. Modi said, "P stands for Progressive Bharat, U stands for Unstoppable Bharat, S stands for Spiritual Bharat, H stands for Humanity First Bharat, and P stands for Prosperous Bharat." Lauding the Indian diaspora's role in India-US bilateral relations, the Prime Minister said, "For the world, AI stands for Artificial Intelligence." But he believes AI also represents the American Indian spirit. The Prime Minister highlighted that the Indian diaspora has always been the country's strongest brand ambassadors. He said they have connected America to India and India to America, and their skill and talent are unmatched. The Prime Minister expressed gratitude towards US President Joe Biden for hosting him in his home and said it is an honor for 140 crore Indians. Prime Minister Modi said that we belong to a country where there are dozens of languages and dialogues, all faiths and religions of the world, and yet we are moving forward, united. He noted that understanding diversity, living it and incorporating it into daily life is an Indian culture. Pointing towards the vibrant democracy in the country, the Prime Minister said, "Recently India has conducted the largest polling exercise in the world." He said his government again came to power for the third time in a row. The Prime Minister stated that his mind and mission are absolutely clear and he will devote his life for good governance and prosperous India. Mr. Modi said that 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty in the last 10 years because of the change in thought and approach of his government. He said that development is becoming a people's movement in India and every citizen is a partner to it. He added that India today is a land of opportunities and the country now doesn't wait for opportunities but creates them. The Prime Minister highlighted that compared to the entire world, our carbon emission is negligible. He asserted that it is our tradition of love for nature that guided us and India is focusing on solar and wind energy areas. He added that India is the first G20 country to achieve its Paris climate goals and assured that his government wants to make every house in India a solar power household. Talking about Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam Abhiyan, he urged the audience to plant at least one tree in their lifetime. Earlier, a vibrant cultural program was held at the NASA Coliseum in New York. Performers took to the stage to showcase India's rich cultural heritage with an array of colorful dance and singing performances. The cultural showcase was organized to celebrate the country's heritage and its global presence during the Prime Minister's visit, leaving the audience with a vivid impression of the country's artistic traditions. The people present there were chanting, "Modi, Modi." Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Joe Biden on Saturday hailed the watershed arrangement to establish a new semiconductor fabrication plant during their bilateral talks. External Affairs Ministry said the new semiconductor fabrication plant is focused on advanced sensing, communication and power electronics for national security, next generation telecommunications and green energy applications. The fab will be established with the objective of manufacturing infrared, gallium nitride and silicon carbide semiconductors. It will be enabled by support from the India Semiconductor Mission as well as a strategic technology partnership between Bharat Semi, Third iTech and the US Space Force. Union Health Minister JP Nadda has said that the country's health infrastructure has come a long way under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said, "In line with the commitment to health for all, the government launched Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, the world's largest fully financed health insurance scheme to ensure that no one goes without treatment due to financial issues." He said, "Government is also running a large-scale, cost-effective nationwide cervical cancer screening program for early detection and treatment. This is crucial for eliminating cervical cancer and improving health outcomes for women." And that is the end of this news bulletin.